Jesus up till now. I was thinking about last night. I seen Brother Neil, and several years ago, I had around 30 years ago. That's several years ago, isn't it? And I remember someone told me that Jesus loved me. And I've never heard that before. I've heard about Jesus, heard about God, heard about church, never had went that I remember. But I remember the specific words they said was, Jesus loves you. And I didn't know how to respond to that, but I thought to myself, why would he love me? Why would he care about me? Why would, you know, so it was just a shock to me. But I remember going on, getting saved, and the Lord helping us. And I remember we was in the, we got saved in the Church of God. And we was around there for a while. But I remember going to, I believe it was Sepulpa, Oklahoma. And Brother Neil was preaching. I don't know if he even knew this or not, but I was there. And he was preaching. I believe it was Sepulpa. You used to preach that, right? Been years ago. And he got to preaching something about even the devil believes and trembles. And it was like the hair on the back of my neck just stood up. And I was already saved, and I knew God had already moved for me, and I knew all that, but something began to move. Amen. And that's the way the Lord is, isn't he? He's just like that. You know, he knows how to help us. And but anyway, I appreciate God. Appreciate everyone here. Glad to see Brother Steve, different ones. Appreciate opportunity to say something. And I told the brother, I didn't have to preach, but I was needing help when it came and felt like I've got help. And the Lord knows how to help us. And but I'm glad to be saved. Glad to know the Lord. If you got the Bibles, read in the book of Luke, chapter 7. And I know sometimes when you don't know anybody, it's kind of hard to, you know, a lot of folks don't know me here, but I didn't come to hurt nobody. I do love the Lord, though, Brother Kurt. I'd like to be able to make it to heaven. I thought about when I first got saved, couldn't read much. I didn't go to school very far. And I learned a scripture. And in this scripture, you know, someone said, well, that's an old scripture. But did you know even today that same scripture is so powerful, you can just quote it in the midst of people and they'll accept Christ. And it's, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I've seen that work over and over and over. And I remember just getting saved, old long-haired hippie boy, didn't know anything. And felt like the Lord called me to preach. I'm going to testify just a little bit here. Felt like the Lord called me to preach. And I thought, Lord, you know, why me? I can't hardly read and all these. But then after a little while, I felt God moving on me. And I went to a little town and borrowed this little, or they didn't have church there, but borrowed this little church. And I thought, well, you know, he's called me to preach, and I'm going to go preach. So somebody said, well, you need to wait. But anyway, I went, and I got up and told him. I said, now, I don't know a whole lot about what the Bible says. I don't quite understand everything about it. I said, but there's one thing that I do know, that they told me Jesus loved me. I believed it. I repented of my sins. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus can turn your life around. Amen. So what did I preach all week long? John 3:16. And those people in the town where I used to, I ain't gonna say too much, but I used to steal the gas of the cars and different things like that, and different, I won't go into all that, better not, but I used to do that was they showed up. And what they really was going to look at was what was going on here. You know, here this boy is coming back to town. He's been where, you know, we run through the town with, we took an old 64 Ford and opened up the mufflers. And at night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd rattle the windows running through Main Street. And they remembered that. Hey, Ben, but did you know what they wasn't dealing for? Hey, Ben, they didn't really believe that things like that could have happened to me. And so I got up and told them, I said, for God so loved the world, Amen. And I'm not boasting about this, only in Christ. And did you know it wasn't very long? I looked out there. Those people come to see, could it be true that Bill Perryman has come out of the world and preaching the gospel, but John 3:16, amen, and they begin to come to the altars and get saved. Amen. So I thought about, oh God, amen, if we somehow in this hour not lose sight of John 3:16. Amen. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. He gave it all that we can live. Amen. Several years later, they called me back, wanted me to come. This time I went to the school and preached again, and some of the same people was there again. Would you tell us more? Tell us more. God's able to help us, isn't He? I know some people said, amen, God's not able to save in the day we're living in, but I don't believe that. Amen. I've got witnesses and different ones, and I remember the other day in a jail, and a man come up and he hollered, "Preacher, save me!" I said, "Sir, I can't save you, but I can tell you someone that can." Woo! Hallelujah! God's able to move and help us. In the book of Luke, read real quickly here, and I'll get out of the way. Amen. Won't hold you very long. In the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse number 11, and it come to pass in the day. And it came to pass the day after that he went into the city called Nain. And many of the disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And they came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God had visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of these things. John calling unto him said to his two disciples, "Go down there and look. Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" And I'm not going to read all of this. I don't have any notes, so I'm just going to preach my heart just for a little bit. I tried the notes, but I can't hardly read sometimes what I write down. So I figured I'd just go ahead and preach a little bit. Amen. So I looked at these scripture. Amen. I hope the Lord will help me. You know what? I thought about last night in the motel. I thought, "Lord, somehow would you help me just to be able to let the people know that Jesus really does care." Amen. And we look at people sometimes and we'll see them. And as we look at them, we'll think, "Well, they're doing real good." Amen. But sometimes us preachers, amen, you may see us and we may smile. Amen. And we may look like we're doing pretty good, but inside there may be a little something else we're needing. Amen. I told someone that one time, they said, "Well, don't admit you're a preacher. Don't admit, amen, that you've got problems." Amen. But I want to tell you, the person that will admit he's got problems, we have someone that can take care of those problems. Amen. So there's times that I felt my failures, and I felt that place. And last night, amen, Brother Steve was preaching, and Brother Steve, "I don't want to go down with the boat. Hey, but I'd like to get on that life raft and head another direction. I don't want to be the casualty tomorrow. There's been lots of places of getting off, but I didn't want to get off for all these years and miss heaven when everything's over." Amen. So I would like to try to preach just a minute here. Amen. If you notice in the verse here, he said, "And now when he had came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her." Amen. Can you just imagine this scene in that day? It was a little different than what it is in our day. I mean, you know, if people, she had lost her only son, her husband was gone. Hey, but and now this funeral possession, hey, but taking place. We find where that he's going along and being carried and his mother and all these things, but people of the city was with her. And when the Lord, when Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Amen. There's something about the compassionate Jesus. I mean, he is one that will look, and compassion means to look at someone and have pity in your heart, or have something to help them, to bring them up from where they are. And Jesus looked at this situation, and as he looked this over, he looked at the woman and he said unto her these famous words. He said, weep not. If you could have asked her right there on the spot, amen, as he's mentioned those words, if you could have asked her right then, I wonder what she would have said. My son is dead. My husband's gone. I'm a widow. Have nobody provide for me. I'm all alone. I'm by myself. I'm almost as if I was only a dead person. Amen. Have no really life to live now. Amen. Everything seems to be out of order. Everything seems to be happening to me. Amen. Church, I want to tell you, sometimes when we look around, amen, Jesus has compassion, amen, upon us, when we really don't understand it, when we don't even look at it, when we're going along in life, and Jesus, whoa, hallelujah. Some people do that, whoa, amen, you know, and they feel good, Brother Rick. Sometimes I do it to breathe. I had lung surgery years ago. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, if somehow I could preach to you, I would like to encourage you today, amen, Jesus is the answer. He's able to help us. And the Bible said in that right early. Woo! Hallelujah. So now we find this picture where it said, weep not. Don't you understand? My husband's gone. Don't you see plainly that my son's been carried in a bier or a coffin? We're going to lay him in the ground and everything is going to be over. And you're saying, weep not. Isn't that some of our attitudes sometimes? When we feel the Spirit of God coming by and Jesus saying, weep not. Hey, but I'm not here. I read in the Bible, not real educated, but I read in the Bible that he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never take his journey and not tell us where he's going. He will be right there and that right early. He is the God of our salvation. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the one that walks among men. He's the one that reaches down and touches us when it seemed like all life is gone. Woo! I'm so nervous this morning. Woo! But I thought about this weeping. Weep not. It's like coming up to someone, and I went through something one time in life, and hey, Ben, and all of a sudden it seemed like that I didn't know if I was ever going to pull out. Anybody else been there? You preachers ever been there? Have you ever been where you thought to yourself, I ain't never coming up from here? Hey, but see, I like that when I see preachers agreeing with me. Hey, when I've seen some people that had it so in order, they would not even admit they had a problem. But sometime, hey, but if you preach very long, you've had some problems. Amen. But guess what? And then someone walks up when I'm going through the trial of my life, and they say, weep not. I just start crying. Woo! I mean, I just start weeping. No, I said, weep not. And then when you look it over, I was talking to a man the other day. I had trouble with my van. It broke down, and I talked to this man. And I ain't got to my thought, but I'm going to try to hurry and get out of the way here. Amen. But I was talking to this man, and I was going through some things. I'll just tell you. Hey, but I ain't talking about church trouble now. We got a good little church and they love me. I love them. Hey, amen. But wouldn't have none of that. Hey, amen. But just going through some things. Hey, amen. God said you need to go to the camp meeting. Hey, amen. And so I'm here and God's helped me and I'm glad. Hey, amen. But I want to tell you something. Hey, amen. But in the midst of that, I'm going down through there feeling sorry, feeling kind of bad and kind of blue. Hey, amen. And this man looked at me and this, I knew him for years. I'd go to the, he owns a salvage. I'd go there. He wouldn't charge me anything. Hey, amen. We was driving down the road. He said, preacher, he said, my dad is dying with brain cancer. Woo! And all of a sudden, he said, and not only that, they diagnosed my wife with cancer. So I told him, I said, we'll be praying for you. Here I am going through some things. But then when I heard about his daddy dying with cancer, his wife got cancer, I'm a child of God. Jesus said, I'm going to go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I said, I ain't got no problems. All I needed was faith in God and realize that God said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to be there in the midst of the storm. I'm going to be there in the desert. I'm going to be there in the land of plenty. I'll be there when nothing else is working. So I left there with no problems. The problem was there. But I thought about God. No problems. Whoo! Let me go on. I'm going to try to preach. I'm going to hurry and get out of the way. And it come, and he came and touched the coffin. In my language, let's just say coffin. And they that bare him stood still. I mean, they're carrying this dead man. Where are y'all going? We're fixing to take this corpse. We're fixing to put it in the grave. We're fixing to do away with this corpse. See, they didn't have time like we did. Keep them in the refrigerator for a long time. Hey, but they didn't have all that. They was immediately fixing to go. Hey, but to, woo! They was fixing to go to bury this young man. I mean, ain't nothing left there. I mean, he quit breathing. He quit moving. Hey, but nothing there. Couldn't speak. Couldn't talk. Couldn't walk. Couldn't do anything. He was stone dead. Nothing was left there. He was a dead corpse laying up on an open tomb, an open coffin as they're carrying that. Where are you going this morning? Well, I'm heading to the graveyard. If you could have asked, where are you taking him? We're fixing to bury him. But instead of burying folks, we need to have enough compassion. I don't care what they look like. I don't care where they've been. I don't care what they've done. I don't care who they are. Hey, but let's not take them to the graveyard. Let's get enough faith in God. We can walk up to the coffin, lay hands on them, and tell them Jesus loves you, and you can live. Oh, hallelujah. We are living in a day that different than when it was I come up. We just buried my brother-in-law. Just a week or so ago. And I told someone about it a little bit yesterday, but while I'm here that I got saved. And he's the one I run around with and done the things we shouldn't have been doing. My wife's brother. But he died. Just instantly died. 57 years old. And he died. But he's the same man that was no more than a corpse on his way to hell. I got saved. I talked to him. I don't want to hear nothing about it. I let him know that there's a different life to live than what you're living out there in the world of sin and all the filth and the things and the places that we've went and done. And I told him, I said, Joe, there is a better place than that. But he didn't want to hear me. He departed from me. Years went by, Brother Steve. Years went by. Then finally I got a call. Someone would say nobody could save that guy. And nobody could. But the man that walks by the coffin.
See, we live in God. We look at our family. And when you look at them, you'll see them with all the things that you detest about them. The places they go. The things they say. The way they look. But Brother Rick, somewhere down inside of that dead man, even there's some coals of fire that's called a soul. And Jesus can reach him there and he can stir the fire. And that man can come up and set up and begin to speak. I hear people say all the time, Brother Bill, why in the world did you go to the jails? There's a lot of dead folks in there. I'm not the funeral director, but I'll go in there and I'll tell them, I mean, there's one, you know how they do bodies, and I'm not trying to be gross, but you know they go in there and they do all these things to them and make them up and they do, hey, but there's a better one than that. Hey, but did you know what? We was all dead. We were all in trespasses and sin. We wasn't nothing but a corpse. Laying on top of a coffin, ready to be put down to hell. But then Jesus come by and reached in through that blood and reached in that heart and changed us from a dead man to a living soul. Woo! Aren't you glad, Brother Mayo, that one day he come by and you lay on that corpse, you finna go to the grave. Woo! All of a sudden, Brother Bridges, felt a little wave of glory. I gotta get to my point. You gotta preach points nowadays, so I gotta get to my point. Amen. But I wanna tell you, my brother-in-law, he was in the bar one night, and he had called me. He called me late and told me, he said, now, Brother Stevie called and said, okay, Bill said, you're not gonna believe this, but I got saved. Would you come to the baptism? And he was going to Assembly of God. Someone says, you mean you'd go there? I sure would. That's my brother-in-law. I seen him when they shot at us. I remember that day when all the, and he's saying, hey, but I got saved, would you come? And so I went, so we got to talking. And I said, Joe, would you tell me how did it happen? Now how it happened with me, someone told me Jesus loved me. Hey, but I was sober. I was in my right mind as far as in the natural. I was just a sinner man, didn't know anything about God. Hey, but I was invited to church. I went because someone told me Jesus loved me. But my brother-in-law was at a bar. Well, so wait a minute here. He was at a bar. He got drunk. I'm over here preaching the gospel. I've been serving God a few days now. And my brother, a few years. And my brother-in-law's over there drunk. Big old guy. I mean, way up there. But Brother Kurt, went out one day and got in. He was drunk at the bar. He come out of the bar. He got in this old big Pontiac, I believe, or a Buick. One of them big old cars. Because that's how I could get in. And he was big. Brother Rick, you're small. He was big. Woo! I don't mean that bad. He was big. He was big. He was big. Bo Rick's my friend, that right? Hey, I've been over there not too far from where you're at. Hey, but how many times we've been into it? Isn't it awful? We fight every week? No. Brother Steve was there. How long do we fight? I don't believe in this fighting business. I believe if you get saved, it'll take care of all that. I mean, somebody told me one time, what do you do when someone does you wrong? Hey, well, the best thing to do is pray through. Because Jesus ain't never done you no wrong. Woo! I just throwed that in there. Hey, but so now we go there. He's backing out, getting ready to back out. Had his arm leaned out the door. Getting ready to leave. This is an old drunken guy I run around with. My wife's brother. He used to drive the getaway car. When me and him was in trouble. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Ask my wife. Remember, my wife been married 38 years, and we got married when we was children. So she can tell you these stories. It's not just lies. I mean, some people tell stuff. Hey, man, I try to back them up. You catch me on something, you something, we'll go look at it. We'll try to back it up. But here he was, backing out, getting ready to.
See, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a shadow. And he looked. There was a figure come running out of the alley, Brother Head. Walked up to this big old drunk, humongous guy sitting in his big old Pontiac or Oldsmobile. Just come out of the bar. He had a praying grandma. See, I didn't have that at the time. And all of a sudden, this man ran up to him. And you know what he said? He told me, because I asked him, I said, Joe, how did it happen? Brother Steve, he said he ran up to him. He said, this guy sitting, my big old guy, this little guy came up through there. Brother was sitting there with his arm out the window. He said, he looked up here and got kind of close. He said, sir, Jesus loves you. Woo! Couldn't tell you Jesus loves you. He said he began to weep and began to cry. Remember the prayers of grandma. Remember the days when he was a little boy. How he went to church. How he lived for God. Even how he was. And now, even Jesus still loves him. What really happened was, even God sent that man right down there that day and saved this man on the spot. Jesus reaches to the lowest places. When we get to the place sometime, we don't understand. We look around. We say, can God do it? Can God do it? The answer is God can do it. Will God do it? Will God do it? The answer is God will do it. Whoo. How did you get my point? I don't usually have too many points, but I got one this morning. Weep not. And he came and touched the coffin. And notice this. Jesus had compassion. Jesus told her to quit weeping. I'm the answer to all your problems. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Jesus is the answer to all your problems. Amen. Weep not. Weep no longer. I'm waiting for you at the foot of the cross. I'm waiting for you to come. And he said, and he came and touched the coffin. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, going along through that, all of a sudden, they're walking, and Jesus just reached up there. And it just, they stopped. Isn't it something how everything goes along in a man's life? When things is happening all around us, isn't it amazing when Jesus comes by and just touches it? Everything stops. Brother Steve, nobody had to tell me not to drink no more. I didn't know nothing about God, didn't know about wholeness, didn't know about people. All I know that I was saved, and never got saved. I went to the druggies, I went to the alcoholics, I went to those on the streets. I told them, I said, I got saved. They said, what's wrong with you? Hey, but why are you acting this way? I got saved. We don't understand getting saved. What's happening here? And I began to tell. See, what happened was you become a witness. You go out and let them know. And I know maybe I've not done as good as some have, amen, but every time I've been down, either someone's preached something and touched my coffin, or Jesus decided to come by and do it himself. Woo! Brother Carl Page told me years and years ago, and I'm going to throw this in here. He said, years and years ago, he said, Brother Bill, he said, no matter what anybody ever does to you, we got quiet there. No matter what anybody ever does to you, always keep a good spirit and pray and seek the face of God, and it'll always work. I can almost run on that one. I've had to do that. I've had to go there, Brother Rick. I've had to be there many a time. I say, God, would you come by, Lord, before I plumb die, Lord? Would you touch this coffin, God? Don't let me go back to, down to the grave. Don't let me go into grave clothes and back in the tomb. With God, would you resurrect me now? 10 more minutes and I'll get out of the way. I ain't got a clock, but I'll try to time it. He said, young man, I say unto thee. Now he's speaking to dead people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, he's speaking to dead folks. Yeah, Brother Neil, he said to that woman, said, hey, weep not. Stand back. We're fixing to see a miracle. I mentioned this one time in preaching in a revival somewhere in the United States, and they got real kind of backed up on me, and I made this mention, Brother Steve, and I said this. I said, R.W. Shambach had one thing that he said that was really right. You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. I preached in one of Oral Roberts' old tents, so don't get worried about me. Amen. Woo, I ain't that old, but you have to understand the story. Another preacher had it, but amen, that's what it was. There wasn't that much anointing in it, but amen, it was still that tent. Amen. And church, I want to tell you, amen, Jesus has fixed this plan where we can make it to heaven, and I'm not talking about part of the way. We do not got to go down with the boat. We do not have to surrender and say, okay, now I'm going to jump out in the water, and I'm just going to go ahead and drown. We don't have to do it. Brother Steve done preached last night. All we got to do is get on the lifeboat. He's still right there to pull us out. All right, now I'm going to try to hurry right here and I'll get out of the way. Young man, I say unto thee, get up. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak and deliver him to his mother. You talking about shouting. You talking about revival. You talking about her? Here this woman lost everything she had in the person of her son. But now, it's amazing how Jesus walks along. He been in the gutters all around. The Bible said Jesus come to seek and to save that which is lost. It's amazing to me how he reaches down for people. Amen. That we would think ain't no way. Amen. I was a preaching here the other day, and I wish our homeless people could do this. Amen. And don't follow me. Now, this ain't being taped, is it? Amen. But anyway, amen. I wish our homeless folks can do this. Brother Steve going like this. I usually have them try to have them turn it off sometime. Amen. But Jesus, amen. Here they are. Amen. So I go to this church. Amen. Sometime, amen, we think, well, but anyway, I went to this church, and I made mention this in another church that's probably taped too, so it'll be okay. I went to a church. I said, God, if you want me, I was down. I was discouraged. And I said, Lord, you open the door and I'll try to preach. Yeah. Brother Steve, what happened was I was downtown 2 or 3 days after that. Uh-huh. And this black man come by and said, preacher, yeah. I've been watching you. All these years, I've been looking the way you talk, always talking about Jesus and what he can do. And everywhere I see you, you're always trying to tell somebody that Jesus loves them. I'm not bragging on me, Brother Kurt. You lived in Tallahassee. You know where Tallahassee's at. Go to Tallahassee and find someone to say something bad about me in town. Center people. That's pretty bold, isn't it? But I've been trying to tell them Jesus loves them. I ain't got them coming in by the groves, no. Got a little small church. But that don't keep me from going out there seeking the dead. So he said, preacher, would you come and preach for me? And he said, I know you're in a holiness church. I know I don't want to get you in trouble. I just want you to come if you come. Well, at first I started him all around, you know, cause here I am, you know, and I him all around, but I remembered what God said. I remember what he said when I told him. I said, Lord, what I told the Lord and what he said. I said, Lord, I'll open door. See, open doors will get you in trouble. So I go. We get there, and I want a prayer breakfast. You ever had a prayer breakfast? And they had links and sausages. They had grits and cheese. And we was there for dinner. We probably had chitlins. But we just had all these things, and here we are. I'm trying to hurry here, boys. I really am. But I want to get to this point. And so I go. And so we're at this breakfast. So long story, and I got up there, and I preached. And we left, and he come to me. He said, preacher. He said, I don't let nobody in my pulpit. I don't let nobody. But God told me to get you to come. He said, you don't come preach to us, Brother Head, and now I want you to come preach in my church. I said, well, can I ask you a question? He said, what's that? I said, was you just trying me out? He said, well, yeah, that's what I was doing. I wanted to see, you know, God said to get you, but I still wanted to make sure everything's okay. So I'm preaching that night. Amen. And the Lord's a moving, and we're having a church service. All of a sudden, it comes time for the altar service. Amen. I won't get it all to come. We'll try to hurry and quit. Amen. Get it all through them. Amen. There was 20 people. 20 dead people. 20 corpses. 20. You say, Brother Bill, how do you know that? Because I heard them praying. Now, if our wholeness churches could do that, but sometimes, Brother Rick, I'm afraid to let you see that I'm down. Oh, help me now. I'm afraid for somebody to see that I'm discouraged. I'm afraid. Why are you afraid? Because someone may say this and someone might say that. But wait a minute. What we really need to be worried about, if we can stay in the fold and stay out of the grave. 20 people, and I'm going to say repeat some of the stuff they said. These are people out of the projects. He told me, he said, I make up my people out of the projects. Brother Neil, if they turned you loose in there, you'd have a time. How about you preachers? Would you love that? I mean, you get in there and you're preaching to them and you see these tears. See, sometimes the holiness churches anymore, you know, our eyes is dried up or something. I don't know what's happened. Amen. But you get in there preaching about the blood of Jesus. You get to talking about raising the dead, opening the blinded eyes, unstopping the deaf ears. You get in here talking about, hey, but I ain't got to talk about what they're doing. I ain't got to let them know that that's the place for that. Hey, but I ain't got to go and talk about what they're doing. I just tell them what, hey, but the one that'll take care of what they're doing and the one that can move on them to help them in the midst of what they're doing. I give altar call. Would y'all come? Would you please come? Would you somehow come? I'm begging you to come.
Yeah.
I tried to make that blood.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Oh, hallelujah.
I tried to make that blood so sufficient. And oh God, all sufficiency. I tried to make it in all the ways I could to the place that it would melt the hearts of the dead people. Whew. And all, here they come. Now we're up there in the front. Around 20 of them. My family was there. Around 20 of them. And you know what they were saying? God, you know I ain't doing right. God, I know I ain't doing right. God, and some of them say, God, you know, I ain't never heard that you love me like what this preacher said. Shame on me. Woo! I've heard some of them crying out saying, God, you know I love you, but I need to do better than what I'm doing right now. Woo! Everybody in here ought to say glory to God. Hey, but we've had the preaching of the gospel to us over and over and over and over, but the blood is still the same. It ain't never changed. It's still not lost its power. It's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And it will be the same until Jesus comes. Woo! The blood of Jesus will raise you up. I'm closing right here. I'm not lying. I really am. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Now, where does the dead go when they die? You preachers are going to think I'm going to come up with something here real fancy. I know. I ain't. But if this man went to heaven. Notice I said that. I want to be real close here. I don't want you to say I'm preaching some false doctrine. If he went to heaven, when he spoke, he probably said, why did you bring me back? Now the dead is not speaking now. The dead was dead. But the resurrected dead is speaking. And he said it like this. If, I'm saying if now, y'all follow me here. If, so he rose up and spoke. Why did you bring me back? I feel like a dead man. Not because I'm away from God, but I don't feel worthy of him very much. But Brother Neil, if this boy come back, if it was that way, I'm not saying it is if it was, because I don't want to get into no doctrinal points, but if it was, why did you bring me back? But if he went to hell, he probably done the same as I done and fell down at the feet of Jesus and say, thank God you brought me out. Jesus, my point. Let me, y'all wait on my point. Jesus specializes in dead things. Go back 60 years right here. That should wipe about everybody out, maybe 70 years. And it wasn't nothing but dead folks. Woo! But now, we're alive. One man put it this way. Here Jesus was. He specialized in dead folks. He walked up to Lazarus. He began to call the tomb. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He come out of there. You know, this part of the prodigal son. He said he goes out there, the prodigal son, and he says, my son was dead, and now he's alive. He went dead things in the hog pen and all these places. And Jesus just seemed like his spirit is everywhere. Just, I come to myself. I'll go back to my father. Amen. My son, let's rejoice now. And it's how he works in dead things. I supposed to, and I'm going to say this, I supposed to been lost a long time ago. My mama said this, said he'll be right back out where he came from. Brother Bridges, that's my mama. I loved her. We had a rough family, 9 children, poor folks looked down on us all the time, run us down. We're here in town, all them pyramids, they ain't nothing. I got a surprise for them. Well, Jonathan, I ain't much, but I'm still something. Be right back out there. But what she wasn't looking for, what she wasn't looking to, was I found out about it. I wept. I cried. I wept. I cried. I wept and I cried. And I cried some more. And I thought, God, I thought everybody would be glad that I'm not like I used to be. I know my wife's glad I'm not like I used to be. I know that some people is glad that, but see, she got saved too. She was about 17. I was 23. Amen. Something like that. Been married for a few years. I'll just do that real lightly there. And, but see, here we was, and I thought, oh, it hurts so bad. I told my wife, I said, I don't know if I can even make it. She said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So she said that. So later years, things went by. We'd go down there. I never did one time go in my mama's house and my daddy's house and say, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, and you shouldn't be doing this. Because see, the Bible says that we are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. I didn't do it with them, but I didn't condemn them for what they was doing. But every time I went in there, God began to massage those corpses. Conditioning them. They got to looking into it. They decided one day, Jesus specializes in dead things. Hey, but he may reach down today when you're not even realizing it and go right by your family's house and begin to massage them and breathe the breath of life into them, and they become a living soul for Jesus Christ. It can happen, it can happen, it can happen. Someone said it can happen. If it can happen for folks that wasn't raised in church, it can surely happen for folks that was raised in church. You say my family can never be saved. Well, let me go ahead and close on this. He specialized in dead things. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Peter and John was talking about that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Said, well, he wasn't dead. He was part dead because he couldn't function right. See, sometimes the Bible said half dead. Amen. That means they just in bad trouble. And that's the way we are sometimes. Amen. We get half dead and we don't want to really move forward. Years went by. And then in the midst of these years, I watched. I'd go down there. Things is a little better. Things got a little better. I was preaching one time up in Kansas, and my mom and dad come up, and I went and got them. They couldn't drive. He was sick, and I went and got him. And Brother Bridges, when we went and got him here, they was up there, and I preached on For God So Loved the World. And all of a sudden, I noticed we had prayer, altar call. Mama sat there weeping. Daddy got up and walked outside. Daddy didn't run down people to serve God. My daddy didn't. He had more traits of a Christian before he ever become one than some folks does today. I just throw that in there. So I get up, and you know how people's praying. I don't embarrass nobody ever. But Brother Rick, what I done was I snuck out the back door. And I went and I told Daddy, I said, Daddy, you okay? He said, yeah. He said, that light got so bright, got to hurting my eyes. Tears running down both sides. Glory to God. Woo! I'm talking about it. You say it can't be saved. It wasn't right then. It didn't get saved right then. And years go by and years go by. I seen Daddy get saved. I seen Mama get saved. I seen my sister get saved. I seen my brother get saved. I got the rest of them to go. And I'm praying, oh God, would you work on dead things and resurrect them from the dead and bring them up from where they are? When all else fails, Jesus will work.